Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Hey, what's up, what's up? Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know what today is. I'm going to have to keep it kind of settled down a little bit. You know, it's wet Wednesday. I got to get my Monster Berry White on tonight. So, all right, so if you want to get in the groove and rock with me, and I'm talking about really rock with me, you dig? We're going to go ahead and get into it. So, all right, let's see. You know what it is. It's an interactive show. You can talk to me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let's see. There ain't much else to say. Take your motherfucking clothes off. It's about to go down. I got some new tink for y'all. Tonight, you know, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy, and I'm definitely going to get you in the mood. So, all right, the number tonight is, I don't know if I'm even going to open the lines. I might just spin a bunch of music because, hey, it's about time I do spend some of this music around here. We've been having such a good discussion that, man, we ain't had time to really spin no music. You dig? So I'm trying to get y'all to feel me, and I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. I did enough talking. So here's one group that I have to spin. You dig? This right here is hot right here. This is called Love in the Sky, featuring Rick Ross and Scotty P. This is Do or Die. Monstrous Radio, Wet Wednesday starts right about. Don't talk on them panties yet. Wait for it. Now.
Yeah. Wanna take you in the sky, make love to you. Wanna take you in the sky, make love to you.
Girl, I got a bad figure body. Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You look good than a motherfucker. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Never thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor. Got me rock sideways. Let me put you in position. Steady kissing your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic spaces. Climax while we changing spaces. Bottles for aces. Running down your body so I lick and taste it. She fucks in different places. In the Bentley, it's her favorite. I got her open for anything. Cause we the perfect team. She off the record. That's mad. But the pussy get better when it's always wet. She's super soaking, super soaking. But butter cheddar, head game forever. Abracadabra.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know. It's hard for me to bring you down and let you go. Girl, we can get into it like some animal. We can just do it like a motherfucking mo.
To the holder, hopped out like Goldie from the Mac, as a film from the old school, sold a bitch a roller. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got dreams, I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow, holding on vitamin sex or praise. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When the brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stilettos. Hit it from the back, get it wet slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they call their friends. Everybody came to party, so we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two bitches right in back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the wood naturally. Holla back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know. It's hard for me to bring you down and let you go.
Girl, we can get into it like some animals.
Like a ball,
like a ball, like a ball, like a ball. Girl, we could just
myself off in these projects. Saw me on them corners, knew that I was about that. First day of school, yeah, I had them daddy sneakers. It was fun and games until I got my work in people. Started with a box Chevy, now it's all Mercedes. Dreaming about a Rolex till I went and got an apron. She my baby boss, so we going mink for mink. We ride coupe for coupe, then off the biggest things. Young mastermind, move 100 in a week. Making love to a G is fucking on the sink. Buckets of them black bottles, so we sipping pink. In the corner with them thugs, heavy Cuban link.
Have you ever made love up in the air? I wanna know.
You are now listening to Wet Wet Wednesday with E Monster. It's about to get wet, wet.
All the stars in the sky can't shine like you on their worst day. You make everything all good. 24/7 birthdays, yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down. They just extra. Don't converse with these lanes. They just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you.
There she goes, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids. And there she goes, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
I'll write your name on a living room wall, put your picture in a frame. You can tell the world I ain't ashamed, baby. You can have it all, give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hating, but what they really saying? Your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to her front door singing, there she goes,
looking like my future like baby, my mama. Baby can't mama. Nobody do your body like my
baby,
body,
I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids. Singing, there she goes, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry.
Picture in a frame.
You can tell them. There she go, looking like my future,
looking like
baby,
my future
mama.
Baby mama.
Can't nobody do your body like my
baby,
body.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
Ooh.
Monstrous Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday. Some of y'all didn't know we got it in like this. All I can say is, ooh-wee, you know who that goes out to. I see you, mama. So, all right, check it out. I got something else new for y'all. This is called Tink, or this is by Tink. That's her name, Tink. The song is called I Like. Ooh-wee. I'm still getting y'all a little wet. We're going to open up the lines in just a little bit. Don't forget, if you're listening on your phone, the best way to listen is on your speakerphone. And then we start talking. Take it off of your speakerphone so I can whisper in your ear.
December 1st. And I met this guy. He is charming. He makes me laugh. When you come tonight, squeeze me tight, hold me close, kiss my cheek, caress my soul. Take a care, stroke my hair, make me blush, go so deep that my mind is fucked. You know it's been some time since I tried, guys are strong. Not too many of them are honest, but he holds it down, stands his ground, plays his mood, doesn't rush to get into my body. And that's shit that I like. I'm here looking up in my mind.
Somebody from St. Paul tuning in. All right, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. There's a lady asked me, can you play something sexy I haven't heard before? Well, here's somebody that really be turning you ladies the fuck on. He goes by the name of Avant. This is called Special off his new music, Monsters Radio, that online radio with a ooh-wee tonight right before that little rah.
Much it mean to me. We didn't get married, but it's
Oh, shit, it done snuck up on me. I'm over here butt naked with one gym shoe on, over here trying to dance in a motherfucking mirror. You dig? I do my own motherfucking thing. So go ahead, rock with it. We're going to open up the lines real soon. We got a little ways to go. But seeing that we on some wet, wet, you know you can't go wet, wet without some old school. You dig? So we going to go back. How far are we going to go back? About 9.5 inches. You dig? So check it out. This right here is Black Street. And we're trying to go, how do you say it? We're trying to go, yeah, deep. It is what it is.
Let me go deep.
Yeah. lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one.
Always understood, I stopped it. And I'm fitted in some good.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm off and dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things can spill like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch. And if I catch it in your whip, on me, I'm busting it. Holla.
Always understood, I stopped it. Sweat and I fitted it so good.
Yes.
She's my baby girl.
Yeah, my little busted baby. When we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I come for like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food from it. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Always understood, I stopped it. Sweat and I fitted it so good.
Yes.
Up. You know the number, 424-243-9649. I don't know what sexy discussion I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm pretty sure I can come up with something. It is, but I'm going to go over here and check over here on the line and see if we got somebody else over here who may have something sexy they want to talk about. But you know how I do. I can't get it in. I can't even whip this motherfucker out unless I got me some sexy-ass background music. Let me see what I got sexy to rock to. Ooh, wait, let's see what we got. Okay, maybe. Oh, no, that don't seem all that sexy to me, but that's what it's in here for. So, all right, let me go over here and check in with callers. And remember, people, if you don't want to talk, you don't want to join the sexy conversation, you don't want to talk about nothing sexy, you don't have to. Don't let me debose you or make you think we're in Harlem and you trying to hit me with a garbage can because I'm going to shoot off your pinky toe. It is what it is. You don't have to say that when I call out your number. I'll say it twice. You don't say nothing. I'm going to keep it moving. You feel me? So, all right, we're going to go ahead over here and check in and see who we got. I know we got Jay Dirty, but he ain't going to talk to me unless there's some ladies over here. You did. So, ladies, hit me up. Let me know what's going on or what's going down tonight. 651-529, who we got on the line? Hello, you heard that bing in your motherfucking ear. Hello. 651-529. I know who it is, but I'll let you just, listen. It is what it is. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. Is it Fancy something? So when you want to get it in and do something sexy, you know, sometimes you go to somebody's house, their house smell like ass. that house just smell like ass. So you're going to have to bring something. If you're still trying to get it in with that thought, you're going to have to bring you a little Fancy thing, a little candle, a little burner, and it'll set the mood off right, have the house smelling good, at least till you leave. Hello. But, yeah, I'm going to get y'all the information on that because I'm telling y'all, it goes down with some music and some of these scents burning in the background. Oh, my goodness. So, all right, let me go over here and check in. Hold on. Maybe I should check. No, I'm going to be nice to her. I'm not even going to check her page. I'm going to see what's up with Miss Shauna tonight. What's good, Miss Lady?
Oh, what's good? And why are you putting my real name out there?
Why am I putting your out there? Did I say your whole name?
No.
Okay.
And I forgot it was Wednesday. I'm like, why is he talking about sexy topic? I'm like, it ain't even Tuesday, but it's actually Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness. You calling,
yes.
You don't even know what day you on now. Before, you don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Now you don't even know what day it is. Oh, Lord. Oh,
yes.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. Can I get two BJs and a rim shaker? It is what it is.
Yes.
So, all right, what's going on, Callie, on with Wednesday? You got anything sexy you want to talk about?
Let's see. Whatever you want to talk about, I'll roll with you. I was just trying to hurry up and get home
Okay. I got a sexy question. Why do people get mad when they find out you don't wear drawers? I'm just saying, like, everybody's supposed to have on underwear. Why do people get mad when you don't wear drawers? Why?
I don't know. I mean, if the person feels comfortable running it, doing it with no, you know, wearing clothes with no drawers, then, hey, that's fine. You're supposed to let your shit breathe anyway.
Hello? Especially if you're a grown-ass man, it's summertime, you should be free-balling. I'm just saying, because it gets hot down there, go to the bathroom, smell like somebody farted. It is what it is. I'm just saying, because, yeah, you know, you'd be like, oh, what kind of underwear you wear? I want to buy you some underwear. Don't buy me no underwear, first of all. No, because you're going to think you're obligated to see me in the motherfuckers. And number two, I don't wear. You dig? In the wintertime, I wear long johns. You take my pants off, I look like a hillbilly on a hill with his thumbs off his feet poked up. I look like a hillbilly in long johns. A little mosquito hillbilly in long johns. But, yeah, but I don't wear none. Some people be like, ooh, you nasty. Ooh, you better check yourself. It is. I wear what I want to wear. It is what it is. So,
exactly.
Cal, have you ever walked around with no drawers on?
Nope.
Okay, was it comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, do you feel better with drawers on or drawers off?
To me, it don't matter. I sleep with
no
drawers on,
sense.
Period.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Did Calico ever make sense?
True that. You dig? I think it's my birthday too. It is what it is. So listen, anything else sexy you can think of? I know you ain't gonna think of nothing. You say whatever you want to talk about. It is what it is.
Okay, I know why. Okay, I got one. Why do men do not like to see women in lingerie?
Why do men not like to see women in lingerie?
Yes. Give me an example.
Like, and then we're going to ask Jay Dirty.
Like I had a boyfriend one time. Well, he's my ex now. And I would, you know, have nice lingerie, you know, the sexy panties, you know, sexy heels. You know, the heels that I really can't walk outside in because I'll break my neck, but I'd rather break my neck in the house. So
right, be on your way to the bed. Be on the way to the bed, buckle both heels. It is what it is, baby. You sexy, don't worry.
I can wear
don't
heels,
worry.
But I have to wear a certain kind. But
okay,
I've been, you know, trying to, you know, do sexy dance, you know, trying to spice things up. And why are you wearing that for? That's what hookers wear. Bitch, how do you know what a hooker wears? You fucking a hooker?
Oops.
Yeah, so it's
okay.
Like me, the type of person I am, and if I'm going to please my man, I want to go all out. The heels.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Lingerie,
right.
Sexy panties, and all that. But why is it some men, I mean, I know they're just going to come off, but I don't know. I need a man who,
okay.
I want to talk to men who like lingerie on a woman and men who don't like lingerie.
Okay, let's go ahead and check in with Jay Verity, see how he feels about women in lingerie. What's up, Georgia? How you doing, my brother?
What's happening, what?
Hey, Jay Verity.
So you hear what we're talking about, bro. I mean, is that something that you don't like to see women in? Lingerie?
First of all, if a damn man ever tell you they don't like their woman wearing lingerie, then they might be gay. It's a big might. Now, they might have homosexual tendencies. I'm just saying. Like, yeah, there ain't nothing better than seeing a woman naked. But, though, if she come in that bitch with some damn lingerie and the words come out your mouth is what you wearing that for, then you might have some homosexual tendencies. You might need to go check that out, brother. Because, I've never heard of a man doing that unless he was gay. Never heard of
right,
a straight
right.
man actually ever saying that shit.
Right. He might fuck around and ask you to wear some crazy shit. You did? Hey, baby. Look. I know
where
you look like a high school polar bear. Can you the shoe string? Can you put on this polar bear outfit with the ass hanging out just for 35 minutes? I'm just saying, just for 35 minutes. You know, sometimes it do be like Callie said, you know, because that's how at one point I was, you know what I mean? When I was young, I'd be like, okay, you can wear that motherfucker over to the bed, you dig? But don't climb your ass in this motherfucking bed with it on because I'm just going to rip it off. You're going to be mad. Tell me you broke my strap.
Some damn times I like the foreplay thing though, bro. So sometimes I don't just instantly get them damn naked. And I like the foreplay sometimes. So sometimes it'd be cool, you know what I mean? But I mean it depends on the damn what you on that day, bro. Like some days you want to get a damn quick in, you just ready to flip off, get in and get out. Some damn days you know you want to take your damn time and caress it, you know what I mean? So you're not in no big rush. I mean it all depends on what fucking mood you're in that damn day, really.
Right. Yeah, because you know, I'm into that shit now. I'd be like, shit, she be trying to take it off. Be no, leave it half on. What are you doing? No, I don't give a fuck. Just one thing hang out. Let's take the whole thing off, baby. No.
That's why they make edible panties.
Hey, shout out to those, man. Shout out to those.
Mm-hmm.
I done tore up a few pairs. Shout out to them. Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you, Dirty, because I was always teeter-tottering, you dig? I was kind of like, eh, I might try it, I don't know. And you tell me, what do you do, bro, when you're eating edible panties and you fuck around and make it to the back?
What do you do when you're eating them and make it to the back?
Yeah, I'm talking about the panties, there's a front and a back.
I don't.
It is what it is.
I ain't never actually ate the whole damn thing. I just eat the front out.
Right.
I don't go all the way around.
Exactly.
I don't do all that. I just go through the front. I mean, I might go through the back though. Sometimes it all depends. But brother, most of the damn time, I just went through the front. I don't even much get around
right.
to the back.
Right,
I don't even know if they're part edible, bro. I've never been back there. I don't even know. Take up a track.
They leave it to me to fuck it up. She'd be talking about some, no way, pineapples, I wasn't ready. You're not supposed to eat back there. Wait, I mean, I didn't know. Shit, it's my first time.
They're supposed to say pineapples.
Hold on,
man.
Shit.
They even have edible condoms, too.
Now, that's just fucking stupid. What you want some goddamn condom gonna fucking dissolve for? You gonna dissolve a condom? What kind? Why the hell you wanna wear something gonna fucking dissolve?
Oh,
no. Are you serious?
That's why I bring my own condom.
Hell no.
Right? Cause I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't know who came up with that, but I'm gonna tell you right now. It wasn't a brother, because the first thing we think of when we talk about getting some head. You better not eat a motherfucking thing. It's called sucking. Don't make me smack you and tell you the definition of sucking. You bite my shit trying to eat anything off my dick. But this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm from the South, man. We throw bowls.
We gonna have
bowls.
We're gonna have a problem. Yep. My shit if you want to. What's wrong with you?
Hey, I don't know who thought of it, but I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to figure out how this is gonna. Yeah. And then on top of it, these teenagers, I give them props, but I don't know how that shit's gonna work. But they make condoms that when men put the condoms on, it'll let you know if that person has any STDs. Now, I want to know how that shit going to work. Because the only way you're going to know if they have an STD is after they come.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, does it come with a battery? I mean, what? I mean, how does that work? I mean, is it like when you run out the fire door?
I know how it works. You know how to be testing for drugs and shit, though. Like, they put, you know, they get you a little urine and they drop a little something in that motherfucker and that bitch changes a certain damn color. Then, yeah, it's something like that right there. Like, the minerals and shit from that damn juice, boy, get up on there, that motherfucker change colors or something on your head and let you know what's up in there. It's kind of like a drug test.
Right. Well, they better come up with something else, because I'm going to tell you, if you already sticking it in, whether you got a condom or not, you're a little late to be finding out if she's burning or not. It is. I'm just saying, you better give me something to slap on her cheek or something. Look, put it in the spray bottle. Let me spray it on her wrist. I don't give a fuck. You dig? But I'm not trying to get in there, pull out, oh, bitch, you're burning? What? Oh, the condom says. No, see, we got a problem.
Exactly.
We got
problems. Plus, you can't focus with that damn thing on. You're going to be sitting there looking down there all the damn time, seeing that motherfucker change colors. You ain't going to be able to focus with that on. Got to get you a damn regular one, man. You're going to have to get you a regular one. Shit, don't be doing all the change color shit.
You're trying to switch positions and shit. She's talking about how come you be trying to switch positions so much? I'm trying to check this motherfucking stick to make sure the shit ain't bad.
Why you keep putting it out every damn 30 seconds? Shit, we don't check on something.
I think it's a good idea, but their concept of how, I don't know how they're going to come up, how they came up with this idea, but it's a good concept, but it's not, like you said, it's not going to work. What needs to happen is whoever you want to be in a relationship, y'all both need to go down to the free clinic, get tested together, so that way nobody can say, oh, you altered the test and he altered the test. No, bitch, y'all go down together.
But there's actually a problem with that, too, though, bro. You know it takes 6 damn months to get the results back from an AIDS test, right?
It
takes 6 damn months, bro. So you can test for all that other damn shit, but you might fuck around and miss that one and kick that shit and that right there. That's a slow death, but you always get, if you don't want to wait 6 damn months, if you don't want to wait 6 damn months, then you better go find you something cleaner to fuck with then, because if you don't trust them, you got to bring them to the clinic. You ain't got no business fucking them no way, in my opinion, but that's just me.
Right. Because, you definitely got to go get checked. And also, before you even have to go get checked, know the motherfucker that you finna lay with. Don't lay with him just because you know what type of double shot this motherfucker likes on a Friday night. It is, because that'd be some cases when y'all be getting caught up by a motherfucker buying you a drink, whisper some sweet, slick shit in your ear. Next thing you know, you is in the parking lot or a hotel with your leg tossed up, ankles just a shaking like a motherfucker. Get it? And all you know about this fool right here is that he like motherfucking tequila shots. That's all you know. That's all.
That's all they need to
get
know. Now,
I'm just saying. For real. It is what it is. So, damn, they got edible condoms. She must really like rubbers in her mouth if she eating motherfucking condoms.
They look like real plastic. You know, you ever seen them damn Listerine strip they used to get? You can put on your damn tongue and them bitches dissolve up. They kind of look like that shit.
So
at least they damn, at least they too, though. I don't know what the hell they look like now, bro. I ain't had none in a while like that. I don't know what they looking like now, but they're what they used to look like.
That's the only thing bad about me and my imagination. I'm imagining me putting one on right now. My dick looks like it's suffocating like a motherfucker. Like, let me out this dumb bitch. Just coughing in that bitch. Let me out this dumb bitch. It is.
boy, you stupid.
It is. Fuck around. Have a defective one. Fuck around and get yourself pregnant. Oops. It is what it is because the condom just didn't give away. what other sexy bullshit you might have heard about, Cali girl?
They even have condoms for your tongue.
A condom for your tongue?
Now that's a matter of fact, you know, hey brother, you know what that tells me? They're making all these goddamn condoms up for all these damn body parts, brother. That just tells me that these motherfuckers is nasty nowadays. If you need condoms for all that, these bitches and motherfucking dudes is nasty than a motherfucker out here. I'm not doing damn
yes,
that, dog.
I've seen it.
Fuck that.
Well,
that's all the fuck that tells me.
Again, fellas, if you need a motherfucking tongue condom, you need to know more about this woman than just what type of double shot she like on a Friday night.
Shit, hold on. Cali girl, does the tongue condom come with fucking nose plugs so you don't have to smell it? What the hell? What's really going on?
Somebody told me, and I didn't believe it, and I seen it in the sex shop.
Man, I would do that even if they doing.
Only way a motherfucker.
I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna get. I'm gonna
like
text it to you.
Would work on me. Only time that would work on me. That motherfucker would have to be a full fledged damn near football helmet with a strap. The way I eat pussy. Hello, I'm just saying the tongue thing ain't gonna protect shit but my tongue.
I get my whole face wet too, brother. Yeah, I get my whole face wet too. Yeah, and I don't.
Helmet
yeah.
With a chin strap and a guard.
And a drill cup connected to the bottom of the helmet to catch the juices. I'm going to drink that when we done. I'll let
you feel me?
Vitamins and minerals.
It is
great.
What it is.
That's my breath. Yeah.
Yeah. So, shit. Can I think of some other funny, sexy type shit that's just crazy off the wall that I've seen. The only other one I can think of, and I do not be trying to think of this shit, man, y'all see that motherfucking, what is it? I don't even know what to call it. It's some little thing that just sit on the man's private part. There ain't no rest of the thong to it, no nothing. It just sticks on your private part, and that's it. And then you walk around with it. That shit is crazy as fuck. I cannot see nobody. You better not come to no North Side Minneapolis beach wearing that shit. The pit bulls are on the motherfucking beach. Get in. I'm just
saying,
walking around with that little bullshit. The shit they do to that. Boy. I remember back in the day, all you needed was for some good sex was something soft to lay your back on. Get in. That's all you needed. They got so much shit nowadays. It's crazy. Yeah,
they doing
lips,
too much, man.
Shots,
brother, they doing too damn much. Yeah. Too much.
Sex chairs. Tongue condoms.
They're taking the fun out of it, really, though, bro. They really taking the damn fun out of the sex with a man and a woman because nowadays it's all fucking toys and shit, dog, and DVDs and shit. It ain't even much. I mean, it's less physical than it used to be, though. Like, everybody using all these sex toys and shit. It ain't even much physical like it used to be all the way like that, bro. Like, they're taking that shit away. Straight up. Stop playing,
right.
Man.
Right, shit. Back in the day, you had to find you some good dick. You did. I'm just saying. You had to find you some good dick. Nowadays, you just need to go find you a motherfucking double D battery and a motherfucking go down to the little store and get you a motherfucking latex baby arm.
That be as long as a damn alligator tail. Hell yeah, dog. Already.
And
you
can't,
be getting
then
the ones
can't
wrong
figure out why the average
tail.
Man. Yeah, then you can't figure out why the average man can't please you like that motherfucking baby arm with a double D battery in the roof do.
Hell yeah.
Of course, because I'm going to all the damn time. Pull that motherfucker down, ran with it.
I can't do all that, but them walls already be beat down when I get in there, so shit, what the fuck you expect me to do? I'm going to just start pinching you. I'm going to just goddamn pinch you on your pelvis just to make it seem like I'm hurting your head. I'm going to just damn have to fucking pinch you or something. So pinch the hell out your motherfucking head, dog. Beat on that goddamn bitch, pinching the shit out you. Like, shit, yeah, you like that, huh? You like it? Let me hear you scream, huh? Pinch your ass. Don't make me snap your ankle. Don't make me snap your ankle. You better say pineapple.
Don't make me twist your pinky toe. It is what it is. Shit. Damn, Daniel, you don't throw me off with that one right there. It is what it is.
I guess I'm going to play one song break, and then we're going to bring it back. Let's see. I had something that was sexy that was kind of fast. But let's see. I'd have to go find it. Let's see. What did I have? Oh, shit. It is what it is. All right, let me see. Let me find a new track by, let's see. We'll go with this. What is it called? Bend Over? DJ Rhapsody. All right, we're going to check in with him right quick, see what he got. DJ Rapture and featuring Boogie. This is called Bend Over. Wet Wednesday, it's not all sexy. All right, look, I fucked it up. It's definitely sexy, but not all slow. Somebody, I don't wear no drawers. No, I look like a hillbilly on a hill
What the fuck is you listening to in the middle of the club? I'm just trying to give me some hamburger and hot dog bun, and I got to listen. It is. Big shout out to everybody out there that's on the go living their life and listening to Monsters Radio at the same damn time. You dig? So, all right, let's see. I don't know. Shit, anything else y'all want to talk about tonight? On a wet Wednesday?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
I have another question.
She's for the men tonight, Jay Dirty. Okay.
That's because I'm horny as hell.
Didn't need to know that. But didn't need to know that. But proceed.
And there's a lot of things we don't need to know, too, Jay Dirty.
Nah, fuck that. Proceed. We didn't need to know that. Just skip past it and go, man, before we keep remembering it. Just skip past it and go. Keep it moving before we fuck around and talk about it. Just keep it moving.
My question is, why do men like when a woman swallow their cum?
Ooh.
Are you serious? You had to ask that question? Come on, man. What are we,
yeah.
Are we in fucking elementary school now?
Well, look. Either that or I asked it on Facebook. Then.
Either that or
look,
what?
I'm not answering. Iman, so that's all I'm
going
to
do. On Facebook.
Yeah,
Iman. On Facebook. Oh, okay.
No,
well,
otherwise
I mean,
I put
Jesus.
It on Facebook.
Well, I could tell you there might be one of a couple scenarios. I'm going to pretend like this is Karma Cafe, which comes on tomorrow. Well, there's one of two things. It is. What was the question?
Oh, my God.
She say,
he wasn't the one that will answer the question, bro, that's why.
Okay, well, I'm not going to help him out, then I'm going to shut the fuck up. You repeat it, because
no.
I ain't going to do the brother like that.
No, I'm over here multitasking, and I was, like, right into it, you know, and I'm reading things.
Okay,
well,
really, what she said was, why do men like it when women swallow their neck? Some elementary
shit. There we go. There we
yeah.
go.
It ain't
okay.
no elementary shit. No, a woman asked
Hold
me
on
that.
Well, she shouldn't have been asking you. She should have been asking her man. Well,
thank you.
This is what it is.
Jesus.
There's a couple
First
reasons
so.
Why. Number one, it shows your motherfucking dedication. You're a real team player. You did. If you was going to go that far with it, you did. You going to score and kick the field goal. Baby girl, that's dedication. You dig? That's the
oh,
one you
really?
Want on your team. You understand me? And number two, you ever watch a man bust? Why he in your pussy? You ever watch his face? Can you imagine
like we have
that motherfucking? Right now, imagine if you're down there sucking that motherfucker off, still going, twisting and turning, and moving your head, and rubbing it on the side and.
Hold on real quick, you monster category. Do you know what happens to men when y'all do that, bro? Like we literally die for about 2 seconds flat, then we come back to life. Yeah, that's basically what happens when y'all do that shit. Dog. Y'all keep going. Yeah, we literally die for like 2 damn seconds flat, then we come back to life. Yeah, it's that serious.
I ain't
for
trying
me,
to kill you guys.
That's how powerful
Punani
is.
You
die
yeah,
and live at the same time. That's how powerful the Punani. And you don't ask us.
Yeah, because hey, it is some elementary ass shit. Fuck.
It ain't no elementary look.
Well, let me ask you this, Callie.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. You can ask your friend and tell us next week, as a woman, when you up here riding his face, do you like busting on his face?
Exactly.
Or do you get up?
That's what I say.
Exactly. What the fuck? Exactly. We're going to do our shout-outs and get the hell up out of here. Yeah. She said exactly. Kind of bullshit. Come again tomorrow, Karma Cafe.
Love you,
Karma Cafe.
I can't
help
go
on you with
like
that. Right, you've been working all week long. You dig doing your part, and here come another team player. They don't know what the fuck day it is. They don't know what's going on. They don't even know how to answer questions. This is exactly.
Are you trying to say something?
I'm saying if you deal with a motherfucker like Cali Girl tomorrow, call in and vent. Tell us about that motherfucker.
Yeah,
what
bring
the
Bibles.
Right, We're going to have to do a couple prayers. But, yeah, kind of cafe where I hood solve your problem. Don't forget tonight, check over at High Standards Radio. I'm over there, Rap Battle Judge. It's going down tonight. The battle's been getting better and better. And this one, I think there's a grudge between these two dudes. So y'all might want to check this one out. That's over at High Standards Radio. You can check my page. You'll see it right after the show, all the promo for it. Make sure you call in. Tell them E-Monster and Jay Dirty sent you, and you'll be good. You dig? So the lady said we got 90 seconds in my ear. They starting to cut this motherfucker off right on time now. But you got any shout-outs, Cali Girl? We usually do the ladies first, but we ain't got one, so we'll go with you.
Love you, too. Shout-out to you and Jay Dirty. See you tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's good. Let's see what you got for us, Jay Dirty. You got anything? Can we gonna see going out of here tonight?
But no, but stop. But you know, I ain't got nothing right.
Well, tell them where they can find you at on social networks, at least.
Okay, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.ireallymeanfuckallyall.org. You know what I'm talking about? That's the new shit that came up. Yeah, all that. And then, you know, I just made a new little, you know, a new little Facebook page. You know, it's called I'm Gone Off of This Drink and Don't Give a Fuck What You Think. And I mean, go like the Facebook page.
Alright, on my way up out of here, I'm gonna say, you dig, I appreciate everybody that not only liked the motherfucking post for tonight, but I got love for you if you shared it. You dig? Make sure you get involved in the things we got going on. We're getting bigger and bigger. You can't see it, but we're getting bigger and bigger every day, Monsters. We got a lot of big things coming up.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So make sure you stay tuned in what we got going on so you can stay up to date. Don't forget to go to monstrousradio.com. You get all the information on the things that's going on. And outside of that, hey, I'm up out of here. So peace. Let's see, I ain't got no music to play on my way out, so I guess I'll just roll this background music and get the fuck up out of here. Get it? Yeah. All right, y'all. Yeah,
fuck you.
Peace.
Fuck you very much.
Even in Spanish. El fucko you. My bad. My Spanish is bad. My bad.
That fucking stupid boy.
Yes, it is.
All you got.